everyone, welcome back to another week of Upkeep, the podcast all about breaking entertainment and celebrity news with me, Kate Wainwright. This has been a particularly busy celebrity news week as usual, so let's get right into it. So it wouldn't be, you know, a big celebrity week news without the Kardashian family, or in this week's case, the Kardashian West family being at the heat and center of it all. So this news is all about Kanye this time, which is kind of interesting. So, you know, I don't like getting political usually, but we're gonna go into it on this week. So Kanye West, who we all know, husband of Kim, famous rapper. I'm a huge fan personally of his music, so I'm a little upset to hear about this, but Kanye West, pretty much he tweeted all this stuff about Donald Trump this week, which, you know, created a flurry of tweets all about free thinking, and he started praising Candace Owens on Twitter, who is a alt-right conservative, and she thinks that Black Lives Matter is a bunch of whiners and all the stuff, and is a huge promoter of Fox News, all that. So Kanye started promoting her, and then he also started talking a lot about his admiration for President Trump, and he tweeted, "You don't have to agree with Trump, but the mob can't make me not love him. We are both dragon energy. He is my brother. I love everyone. I don't agree with everything anyone does. That's what makes us individuals, and we have the right to independent thought." So, first question, what is dragon energy? That is not a thing. And then he tweets after that, "If your friend jumps off the bridge, you don't have to do the same. For people in my life, the idea of Trump is pretty much a 50-50 split, but I don't tell a Hillary supporter not to support Hillary. I love Hillary too." So pretty much, this seems to come out of nowhere. I don't really know what prompted him to say this, but his love of Trump is just, it seems very, you know, questionable given his platform, that it's not going to be, you know, the most receptive considering most people are not supportive of Trump, and already a ton of celebrities have unfollowed him on social media platforms. You know, Obama called Kanye a jackass in an interview a couple years ago. But it, you know, it's just, it's kind of confusing because he has this platform and it's kind of an interesting thing to tweet out about. But then following those tweets, he tweeted, "My wife just called me and she wanted me to make this clear to everyone. I don't agree with everything Trump does. I don't agree 100% with anyone but myself." And then he tweeted, "I'm nice at ping pong." So pretty much he was kind of all over the place, which isn't a surprise because it's Kanye West. But following that, Kim Kardashian decided to give her two cents on the matter. And pretty much she made it very clear that she doesn't agree with Kanye's political views, and she is not for Donald Trump or a supporter of him. She tweeted, "To the media trying to demonize my husband, let me just say this. Your commentary on Kanye being erratic and his tweets being disturbing is actually scary. So quick to label him as having mental health issues is just not being himself. When he has always been expressive is not fair." So pretty much she got mad because people started claiming that he has mental health issues because the tweets he was tweeting made no freaking sense. And she wanted to make it clear that he's mentally fine and she's, you know, she thinks he's just expressing himself, which she loves him for. She says, "He's a free thinker. Is that not allowed in America?" So sassy. And then she goes, "He's actually out of the sunken place when he's being himself, which is very expressive." And then she said, "Now, when he spoke out about Trump, most people, including myself, have very different feelings and opinions, but this is his opinion. I believe in people being able to have their own opinions, even if it is different from mine. He never said he agrees with his politics." But then he tweeted a photo of him wearing a Make America Great Again hat, so I'm pretty sure he does agree with his politics, but I guess that's besides the point. Pretty much, it got really intense all of a sudden, and Kim really wanted to make sure people know that she is not for Trump, but she's standing by her husband. Also, the whole phrasing of the sunken place, I just don't really get. And then after all of this, Donald Trump tweeted, "Thank you, Kanye. Very cool." Which, I don't know, it just kind of seems like something your grandfather would tweet if he found Twitter. But, you know, that's what happens when you get, like, a 70-year-old Twitter. They're not going to be good at it. And then it got even more complicated because then John Legend got involved because he texted Kanye. pretty much he texted him just saying, you know, make sure you're careful with aligning yourself with Trump. You're way too powerful and influential to endorse who he is. Your fans are loyal to you and they respect your opinion. And so many people who love you feel betrayed because they know the harm that Trump's policies cause. And Kanye texted back saying, I love you, John, and I appreciate your thoughts. You bringing up my fans or my legacy is a tactic based on fear used to manipulate my free thought. And then John responds saying, think freely, think with empathy too. Your words have consequences. So yeah, kind of awkward. And then Kanye posted on Twitter the screenshots, which is kind of just like, okay, that seemed like kind of a private conversation. It ended up with Chrissy Teigen tweeting at Kim Kardashian, so are we still on for dinner this Friday? And Kim saying, yes, we're still on, but maybe no phones. So it seems like the wives are still, you know, not going to let this affect their friendship. And it seems like John and Kanye are still going to be friends. But I mean, kind of crazy. He's really kind of isolating himself by doing this. He already has lost like all of these like famous people who, you know, he seems friends or friendly with. So hopefully, you know, this won't affect his personal life and friendships too much, but you really have to be careful about what you're, you know, spewing onto the internet, even if you're famous or not famous. And I don't know, like, I just don't really agree with what he's saying, but I also think he's probably a little crazy. I don't know if mentally, you know, ill is the correct terminology or diagnosis, but, you know, no one can say Kanye West is like a normal guy by any means. Anywho, moving on to some British news. So Kate Middleton and Prince William had their third child this week, which is very exciting. She came out of the hospital in this really cute red dress, looking gorgeous, like as if she like, you know, didn't just give birth, as if she literally just, you know, came out perfect, you know, holding the baby. It also was an homage to Princess Diana when she gave birth. I don't know if it was to Harry or William, but she was taken out of the hospital wearing a red dress as well, holding the baby. So there's been a lot of comparison photos, which is a really sweet gesture. I don't know if it was intentional or not, but either way, a very sweet gesture to her mother-in-law. And so the name of the baby has not been announced yet, but we know it's a boy. And there's been a lot of speculation. So pretty much what happened was on the family's official websites, there's pages dedicated to several of the family members, which includes, you know, Prince Harry, Prince Charles, all those people. But currently, if you search for Prince George or Princess Charlotte, you get a page that says access denied. However, if you go on and you type in like a random name, like, you know, Arthur or, I don't know, Henry, you'll get something that says page not found. But if you type in the Royal UK website - Prince Albert, you get the exact same screen that they got for Prince George and Princess Charlotte. So no confirmation yet, but based on that alone, it seems like the name may be Albert, which, I mean, I have a lot of thoughts. I really like George. I really like Charlotte, but Albert, I just can't picture calling a baby that, like, ever. Like, what's the nickname for Albert even? Like, Al? Like, that's like an 80-year-old man name. Like, that's not a cute baby name. Like, I don't know. I just think he's setting himself up for failure if that's his name. So hopefully it's not, but you know what? I feel like maybe they could pull it off. They're royal, so, you know, who knows? Anyways, let's move on to a crazy, crazy story this week, which I don't even really understand, but I don't know if you guys heard about this, but an actress from the TV show Smallville, Allison Mack, she was arrested this week for her involvement in a sex cult. So, like, a lot to unpack here. So pretty much just to give you guys the basic details. So the sex cult is called DOS, which it stands for these three Latin words, which means master over the slave woman. So already, like, not a good cult. I mean, no cults are good, but, like, really, really bad. Like, you're saying women are slaves to, like, their masters. Like, that's really messed up. Anyways, so the cult is part of this group, which is really into controlling the women. They give them starvation diets to meet the cult leader's beauty standards, and they brand all the women in the cult to have the initials of the cult leader, who's this man named Keith Rayner. So all these women have these KRs branded into them, and it's just like really, really disgusting. So Allison Mack and Keith Rayner have both been charged with sex trafficking conspiracy, and forced labor conspiracy. And she pled guilty on Friday, or not guilty on Friday, but she's going to appear in court still. It's just really messed up. And I don't know how someone in Hollywood with like a successful job, like there's no need for this involvement. So it'll be interesting to see how the news comes out at this point. But I don't know. Anytime it's like a woman like involved in this, helping organize this horrible treatment of women, it makes me so mad, because it's like, what's wrong with you? There's no reason for you to do this. Like, you have a very successful job. You have money. You have fame. Like, why? Why even do this? Like, shitty ass person. But anyways, moving on to another shitty person and courtroom stuff. Bill Cosby has officially been found guilty of sexual assault in his retrial. He was found guilty on 3 charges of aggravated indecent assault. The verdict was read in court on Thursday, and he now faces a maximum of 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $25,000 on each count, but he's going to remain free on bail until the sentencing. So this is a really big deal, because he's like a very old man at this point. So, you know, it's seeming likely that they're going to have him in prison for the rest of his life, and he's going to die in jail, which, you know, it's a complicated thing. It's complicated whether that's the best choice or not, but the verdict is officially in. A couple women have testified in the trial, including Janice Dickinson, one of the famous models that was open about her accusations of him drugging her and raping her while she was unconscious. The attorney for Bill Cosby said the allegations are a complete lie, and Janice Dickinson in 2015 sued him for defamation. So she must be, you know, happy with the outcome. But it's a really sad case. It's a really, you know, no one wins in this situation. There's no justice when these sort of things happen. But, you know, at least there's been some sort of sentencing, and, you know, there's a little bit of closure, hopefully, for the women who were unfortunately involved. And yeah, I mean, it's a really sad situation. Everyone loved the Cosby Show, so it's hard to separate the two. But, you know, I feel like it's better now that things like this are emerging out and people can help get closure and justice for themselves. Moving on to some reality TV recaps. So this week on Vanderpump Rules was crazy. So for anyone who watched, pretty much Jax, who has been dating Brittany for like a while, like years, he broke up with her out of the blue, but right before he slept with her, and then he dumped her after living together and being, you know, together for 4 years or so. He dumped her, and then she got mad and left the apartment, because obviously, and he like didn't understand where she was going. He was like, why are you leaving? Like, really, Jax? Like, you just dumped this girl? You think she's not gonna leave? Like, are you okay? So yeah, pretty much crazy episode in that. And then, you know, of course, the Toms, Tom Sandoval, Tom Schwartz, they rush off to be by his side, and everyone's just annoyed, and it was just, you know, it was a really sad episode, kind of. But now we're beginning to see Brittany, like, you know, own herself now that she's single. She's, like, going out, like, having fun, like, partying, not letting it slow her down. But we know now that they're back together, so, I mean, interesting. It'll be interesting to see how long this break lasts. That was pretty much the only interesting part of the episode. Lala performs, like, a concert with, like, the 3 songs she's done with James Kennedy, which were kind of just like stupid. And Ariana and Tom went and looked at houses, which is, that's actually a pretty big deal. Like, that shows they're maturing, growing up. Yeah. And then they just started talking more about Tom, the restaurant, all that stuff. You know, Sheena talked about her singing career as usual. And yeah, there, not that much happened, but, I'm just, you know, with the whole Brittany and Jax thing, it'll be interesting to see how this concludes, because we know based on Instagram and everything that they are back together currently, which it's like, girly, what you doing? No, he's bad news. He's such a bad guy. And if any of you don't watch Vanderpump Rules, then you should, because you will get it after watching one episode with him. So that's it for this week. I hope you enjoyed listening and you learned some new entertainment news. As always, I'm Kate Wainwright, and I'll see you guys next time.